Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world, and our VFN Radio audience around the nation and the world, and on the Gulf Coast. Again, we're just so honored to come into your living rooms 5 days a week, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, made possible by our partners and our sponsors. Make sure you visit them. They're the ones that actually, you know, make this, you know, ears to hear. I think about ears to hear right now, yeah. But I just don't want to get quickly into that. But also with me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
I am so glad to be back. If you missed yesterday's program, you've got to catch it. Very encouraging. Just hearing you guys talk about the Lord and your abiding relationship and the harvest. As a matter of fact, you know, Pat has his own series now on the VFN Torch, the Harvest. And we're so good. Right.
Hey, I'm going to find that email.
Seriously, I mean, think about it. Wouldn't it, prophecies about history in advance. And a few years ago, 20, I think, a prophecy was written by Rick Joyner called The Harvest. And it's a book that we kind of set aside for the other things coming to pass. And finally, it's like, now it's time. Now it's time to read it. And you know, the best way sometimes to hear, really get into a book is hearing people discuss it and talk about it. And so Pat has his own corner now on the VFN Torch. Just go to VFNTV.com, go to the drop down, you see the torch. No, seriously, you see the drop down, you see series, and you'll see in that, you'll see The Harvest and by Rick Joyner. And it's important because these things are coming to pass. Mm-hmm. They're coming to pass, and it just shows and reminds us of the important thing for us to do in this day. It's just to be harvest focused, focused on the one who sent us in the harvest field, Lord of the harvest, and focus on the harvest, and everything else is just going to be a distraction. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a complete distraction, and that's going to increase the ability to distract you is going to increase greatly. I mean, it already has. I mean, it wasn't complicated already for me and Pat already. What were we doing again?
Exactly.
You know, spiritual father to me, Ken Summerall, who's with the Lord now, we call each other and sometimes we'd forget, you know, and we talk to each other. Like, who is this? I don't know. Don't ever call me again. I won't call you again. Just we'd forget, you know, sometimes so many things are happening.
It's true.
You know, we're joking around and then we kind of laugh a little bit. And then we'd really ask, okay, no, who? I mean, so many things are happening.
I know.
I mean, think about it. You know, John and I were talking about, you know, John's our history buff. He likes to look back on history and find out where we're wrong in the future. No, I mean, seriously, he's our history buff. He goes back and studies things and looks at things, at least the first chapter of everything.
That's it. Right? The first chapter.
Put them back on the shelf.
And the table of contents. And the ones that really you moved on is the ones that have index. And so, but I mean, you think about it. There's nothing. There's not a history like today. There's just not.
Mm-mm.
But they didn't have. I mean, think about this. Think about this. That more information goes through our heads and our minds and our ears and our eyes in a daytime that went through our great grandparents' life in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a whole lifetime. So if you look back on their life, which we totally appreciate those who have gone before us and we honor those that have gone before us, but they didn't have this huge influx. I mean, even just a little bit back, I mean, TV went off at 12 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, news came on for 1 hour and you had to pay close attention, maybe 30 minutes, I don't know. And you had to pay close attention. I mean, the whole family got in trouble if they made noises. Like, be still, Walter's talking. You know, Walter Cronkite. And today it's like 24 hours news cycle. Most of it, you know, what do you, really? I mean, you paid $400 million for that program on ABC and that's what you came up with?
I know.
A kitten video? I mean, think about it. You got 1 hour to talk about an entire 7 billion folks on the face of the earth, an economy that's possibly crashing, riots in the streets, Christians on mountains being persecuted, Jews being surrounded on every side, and you play a kitten video?
Hmm.
The index of the week? I mean, come on. And what it is, and you know, it's us. We have to go. We rather watch the index than the thing. And so, but just, I mean, today, you cannot even compare it. We can appreciate those that have gone before us and imitate those that have gone before us, like the writer of Hebrews says. But the truth is, we need God. We need the leading of the Holy Spirit in our today, and realize it's going to be a unique move of God. And speaking of that, and we're going to be talking about an Iraqi television program today, where you're going to see Iraqis on TV talking about how much the Christians mean to them in tears, as a matter of fact, and saying, you know, that we're like a rose, and the Christians are like the pebbles on the rose. And they're just speaking that we're not talking about the radical Islam. We're talking about Arabs. Mm-hmm. And they say that it's just beautiful to see. It's going to give you great hope and appreciation for the whole people, not just the people standing in front of the cameras with a black banner with white writing on it, you know, speaking something that is against folks. But it just really touches your heart. In addition, we'll be talking about it in Love Park, of all the things, you know, Love Park in Philadelphia, the city of love, right? Mm. That skateboarders are kicking the head and stomping on a law enforcement officer.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
And you don't hear anybody talking about that. And it's like, at what point? And he's holding his hands up. The officer is holding his hands up in defensive. But I'm going to tell you what's happening. That if we don't stand up for our law enforcement officers, it'll be just like Hurricane Katrina, and they'll go home. They'll go home. Mm-hmm. They're doing us a favor. I mean, we all have issues. I mean, if you go to a call center where people are taking calls, I'm sure there's some people in there that's freaky and weird and got issues and problems, and they probably need to be fired. But everybody in that call center is not bad.
Right.
You go to a restaurant, you can have great waiters and bad waiters, right? Well, the bad waiters need to be fired, but you can't categorize all the waiters as the same because you won't have anybody serving your food. Mm. And if we start putting all of our law enforcement in a place in America that causes them to their hands to be tied and they got to throw their hands up like you're going to see this officer, as some young skateboarders are kicking him and hitting him and on the ground, then they're just going to walk away. You can do a different job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go paint houses. You can start your own business, right. You know, and then they'll do that. We don't want to run them off. There's really, really good officers in our country and in our cities. And they truly get up to lay down their life for you. And, you know, the bad apples, yes, they need to go, but they're not, they're far outweighed by the good officers. There's so many of them. We appreciate them. So we're going to be talking about that today. But first I want to be able to let you know, and I wish we had this group. Can you actually, we won't have time to do that, but you can go to VFNTV.com and on the very front page, I think there's a banner on that front page that has, maybe you can see it over here. I don't know if you can see it.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to get it. Yeah, roll it up a little bit and see if there's a banner on there for the.
Yeah, there it is.
That one?
Yes, right there on the front page of VFNTV.com. You have a link, a banner in there for you to go. And for 10 years, we walked out a prophecy, a Malachi mandate. Think about it, 10 years. And fathers and sons and fatherless sons and mentors came from all around, as a matter of fact, far away from Indore, India, to participate in what is going on, what went on. And it was a powerful impact. And we just want you to know, we've made available to you, all those that participated, maybe your son went, maybe your husband went, maybe your father went, you know, maybe you went, maybe your son went, maybe you were a sponsor. I mean, there was hundreds of sponsors and partners that stood with us. The Marines stood with us. The Army stood with us.
Volunteers,
mm-hmm. Navy, the Sheriff's Department at that day stood with the community. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just powerful. And those are now made available to you. Maybe over 1,000 different high-quality pictures available to you. You got to go to it. Go to VFNTV.com, scroll down to the page, and you can see it on the bottom left-hand corner. Click on that. And join that group because we have a big announcement we're about to make. And we're waiting for as many as going to get in there to be able to join that group because what happens is the way it communicates, it only communicates to those who are in that group. We're still trying to figure that out, but that's how it works. So if you're actually a member of it, and if you're not presently a member, you can request to become a member of that group on Facebook. And it will you'll get the communication. But, you know, there is hope. We had some friends of ours just got back from a meeting in the central part of the United States. Some good things are happening in America, all across all the country. And we'll be having a meeting with them this week. And I'm telling you, just hold on. Realize this. I mean, this is what we're going to be sharing with you, a little hint of it, that you've been praying for help, and somebody else has been putting help together, praying for the ones who's going to do it. Hmm. And what we're going to talk to you about soon, this announcement, is these two things are coming together. The how-to and the what's going on, just a big, exciting thing. And it's just a fresh win you know, blowing across America. And if you've missed some of the segments done by John about the monuments and what's taking place in America, it just will remind you that's where we're going to go back to our original tent. Mm-hmm. Our original tent. And we've been talking about that again and again. But when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking and showing a video. First, this video is going to be from Iraqi TV, where they're talking about, you're going to see firsthand what they're saying. And what they're saying is the truth about Christians, that they are one of us. They're our brothers. They're our community. And it's just going to touch your heart. And then we're going to see, even in the midst of all this crisis, that we can still love, because Jesus has called us to love. And I personally need help in that, because when somebody's beating on you and lying on you and cheating on you, and we're just talking about ministry, right? No, right? That's what happened with Jesus, right? Yeah, it was the religious folks that was after us. Like, really? I mean, I like how one particular minister from some time back, he would said, you know, if a dog comes to town preaching Jesus, I'd like to throw a bone to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we should be for people who are for the gospel, you know, preaching the gospel. And so much more when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Why, if the government says that abortion is not murder, is Scott Peterson being charged with the murder of his wife and his unborn child?
In California, in order to get the death penalty, you have to have 2 counts of murder. So the DA there wisely indicted on both counts, both one count for the mother and one count for the unborn child, Connor Peterson. It was, you know, a crime to have the child killed by a murder, by an act of murder. But in California, for instance, under the district court's ruling, the Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act, which prevents basically infanticide, was deemed to be unconstitutional. So it is a dual nature, and there's no way to rationally justify it. It's just, this is what I call the abortion distortion factor. It's as if the rules change when you're litigating over abortion.
Get involved. Find out how at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Imagine yourself at the birthing of the church, and the power of God has been loose. The Holy Spirit is out. Something is differentiating followers of Christ versus followers of the world, being rescued out of this corrupt generation. It's Jesus. I want you to pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. Thank you for paying the price. Forgive me, Jesus, where I've sinned. At times I sounded like this atheist. Forgive me for all those words, all those judgments, all those criticisms. I'm sorry. Here I am, Lord. I'm all yours. I make you, Jesus, the Lord of my life. Fill me, Lord, with a promise. I wait. I wait for you. In Jesus' name.
You've just been listening to A Moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I just love those moments from the VFN Dream Center. If you miss it, make sure you can join us every single Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Central Time.
A.M.
10:30 a.m. 10:30 a.m. Central Time. Thank you.
He's producing.
He's producing. And at VFNDreamCenter.com, right? Or VFNFamily.org, either one of those, go to the same place. And you could, right there at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, that you can get a fresh word. I'm telling you, the unfolding of what just took place over a few weeks of what God has been talking about is waiting on the promise, you know, the promise of God. And God's not a man that he would lie, or the son of man that he would change his mind. He doesn't speak and not act or promise and not fulfill. But he is waiting for one thing. He's waiting for us to believe. You know, if we don't believe in the promise, we don't wait for the promise. He doesn't deliver the promise. And he said, don't go anywhere. Don't say anything. Don't do anything until you wait for the promise to show up. Don't just wait and leave, but wait for the promise. And hopefully that's actually available, I believe, to all of our partners, VFN TV partners, and it's, all that's available to you. And we appreciate those who stand with us. And if you want to become a partner today, you can simply do it by going to VFNTV.com and letting us know. Well, this Iraqi television, there's nothing like VFN TV. You know what I'm saying? You get to really see what's going on. It's like, why has media been missing all this stuff? But I happen to be watching watching Iraqi TV.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Right. Don't you?
Oh, yeah, always.
All the time.
Always.
Channel 10 million. Channel 10 million.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm watching it, and I was so touched because they're talking about this tragedy that's taking place in Iraq right now, where the Christians are being persecuted. You know, we just talked about them being on top of the mountain and talked about the Christian Kurds that are going in and beginning the military to just got the dam back. Yeah. And think about this. I was at worship at the VFN Dream Center Sunday, and we're just worshiping the Lord. And everything's not like America. Everything is not like America. It's just not, we have to understand. And we have to understand too, that God loves us all. He doesn't just love Americans. And that's only 5% of the world's population. Then you take a percentage of the population of America and say, you know, what percentage is that part of the church in America? Mm-hmm. And I'm just worshiping the Lord, and I can't help but think about, you know, as we're right during this time in this season while I'm talking, the Christians across the globe, but right now in Iraq and Egypt and different areas, are being persecuted. Not just you know, being treated bad, not getting a delayed red light, not just getting fired from a job because you're a Christian. We're talking about being beheaded. We're talking about being crucified. You know, we're talking about, not only does this woman see her husband taken away and killed, not only does she see her children killed, but then they take her. Understand this, women of America, understand this. They take her and they force her into slavery. They think, you know, they're thinking that all because they won't deny Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And as a concubine, if you would, as this other woman that's in his relationship, this radical Islam relationship, and forces her to have sex with him over and over and serve him over and over and over while she maintains her testimony. While she maintains her testimony, while we are complaining about our cappuccino, the air conditioner's not right, you know, my husband, you know, should have done this for me, or my wife should have done that for me, she is a sex slave in that relationship, and she's being raped over and over and over and over again, remembering that her husband was murdered and her kids were murdered, and now they think they own her. And they actually have her in his relationship with potentially these other women, and saying, now that I married her, now she is Islamic. Now she is a Muslim in the way that they think. And then they own her and they rape her. They would say having sex with her. She would say they're raping me over and over and over again. Where are the women in America on the streets? Just the women alone going to the streets and saying, I don't understand, Secretary Hillary Clinton, former Secretary Hillary Clinton, why you can support this in any way. How come you not stand up and just say zero tolerance? You do not do that to men or women.
Right.
You know, there's 50% of America's population is women.
Yeah. Where's the outcry?
Where's the outcry? And if it's not for her, how about her dead husband and her dead children? How about the mass graves that have been filled? So I'm worshiping God and I'm thinking, dear God, you know, right now she's having to, we're like, oh, I don't know if I could actually tithe. You know, I don't know if I could second bring Jesus's name up at work today. You know, yeah. I don't know, a little persecution day if I bring his name up. Oh, I can't be a public, I can't even go witness to anybody, you know, about Jesus. I can't read my Bible, just really tough. I was so busy today, I couldn't read my Bible. Mm-hmm. I can't sing, I can't lift my hands to worship God. And I was thinking simultaneously while we're worshiping God, I was just caught up with her going, dear God, free her from this. And Lord, forgive us for not having an outcry for her. And just the wink of our leadership at that reality. The wink, in other words, just not a big deal. Just winking at it. Well, it's like, what are we doing as a church? What are we doing as a church? We're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer when what she needed us to do was to bring her water while she was with her husband and her kids on that mountain. And I just want to encourage you, you know, and I tell you that because that's what's really going on. And so what's really happening in Iraq, and I want you to be able to see this TV broadcast here because, you know, the first thing that the enemy wants to tell you that, and we've got to talk, we've got to have the race talk because, I mean, people default to race so quickly. They categorize people in one race. It's like, what are you doing? That's you know, everybody's different. Mm-hmm. You judge a man by the content of his character, not by the color of his skin. You know, a stupid comes in all kinds of colors.
That's right.
It does.
That's right.
But so does love, and so does God. And so understanding that you cannot lump, yes, these terrible things are happening in Iraq, but that's not all the Iraqi people. That's not all the Arab people. There's Christians. The Christian Kurds are the ones that are fighting to get, they got back the dam that was going to flood out potentially 500,000 people, reports are, according to CBN. And they're the ones trying to fight with like BB gun type, it's not BB gun, but yeah, it's just ancient. And they're just saying, give us some weapons. We'll fight. Weapons. Give us some weapons and teach us. I mean, what amazing people, yeah. Amazing people. But I want you to see this because these are Iraqis on the Iraqi television, and they are talking about what's taking place. These deaths and these massacres, these crucifixions, and they're confused. They're going like, they're talking. These Christians should not be like this. This is not mm-hmm. who they are. As a matter of fact, I want you to read. You're going to have to read the subtitles on your television. Those that are on the radio, John's going to read them for us. But you have to listen. Listen intently. Of course, they're going to speak, you know, in Farsi, but in Urdu or Farsi. But you're going to hear him read these subtitles because it's going to touch your heart.
It is terrible when people come and force you to leave your home. This is what happened to the Christians today. Yes, the Christians today. I cried at home.
He's crying.
This is one genuine Iraqi we have. I went to Al-Mabar market near the city of Al-Zabir. This is an area there which is predominantly Christian. I swear they never made us feel. They are our own flesh and blood. Some of them have left for Sweden or Germany. Who does ISIS think it is to drive out our fellow countrymen? I want to take the people of Mosul and the government. They must take immediate measures to help these people. Our country is like a rose, and its petals are the Christians, the Arabs, the Kurds, the Sabians, the Shabak people. These are all our countrymen. I don't know what to say about this ISIS. The Christians have done nothing wrong. They haven't hurt a soul. On the contrary, they are peaceful people who love all sects. They are honorable people with high moral values. They always maintain their sense of justice. We stand 100% in solidarity with them.
A powerful, powerful interview on Iraqi television. This is understand all this hate and discontent and this murder and all this kind of, this is Satan's DNA. This is what he does. And the whole thing he wants you to do, he wants to get you hating folks. He wants to get you judging people by their nationality and just lumping people together because he wants to divide. You know, we talk about the Alinsky methodologies to polarize you, to get you divided from folks, and to say, makes blanket statements about all Iraqis and all Arabs and all Muslims. And it's just not true. I mean, if you've ever been in a room with 10 people, you know it's not true. None of them are that united in the context of it.
Absolutely.
And everybody's an individual. And so this just touches your heart, doesn't it? To hear his pain. He's weeping on television. He's saying, this is what he said. This is what the interviewer said. He says, that they're genuine Iraqis, that the Christians are genuine Iraqis. They're our own flesh and blood. They've done nothing wrong. They set these values up. And it's like, I just want to encourage you. And this is what God's been really speaking to our heart about, because he's given us a love for the world. He's working on it. You know, it's just, the world's big, but then you realize how small your world has been, especially in America, because our tendency is to focus on ourselves and our few, and that God loves the nations of the world. He says, I'm going to give them to you as your inheritance. And that he says, go make disciples of the nations. And so that word nations comes from the word ethnos. And so when you see the Arab people, God loves the Arab people. And this man's saying, you know, I've seen the authenticity and the fruit of these Christians, and that we're like a rose and they're like our pebbles on the rose.
Petals
on the rose. Thanks.
Not pebbles.
And think about it, that in the midst of all that persecution and all that pain and all that tragedy and all the persecution, it's their fruit that they're known by. It's their fruit that they're known by. He's saying, in the midst of their great persecution, they're looking back on their fruit and how they stood and their values and how they were kind to everybody. And they were saying, these are our brothers. These are Iraqis. And now they're going to Sweden. They're going to Germany. For what? And you think about, oh my goodness, Lord, help us to love.
Yeah.
Help us to love that even in the midst of our persecution, that people will know us by our fruit, and our fruit would be one that we love God, love others, and lead others to the same. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to give a big shout out and a thank you to all of our sponsors and partners that are out there.
Yes.
If you haven't yet visited our sponsors, you see them come up on television, you hear them on the radio, but you also can see them at VFNTV.com by clicking on sponsors. Understand, it's our sponsors and our partners who stand with us to make this available. If you want to become a sponsor or if you want to become a partner, you can do that by going to VFNTV.com and click on partner or sponsor. And what we want to do, if your business is standing for God, if you're standing for God, we want people to know you're standing for God and country in Israel. Believe me, this is a time that on the side of history, because this is what a lot of people have been saying. You know, somebody needs to do something about this. Somebody needs to do something about this. And the question is, okay, so what are you going to do? This is what you can do. A simple, simple thing. If you partner with us, we'll partner with you. And we'll partner together for God and country in that order. And for Israel, this is a time to stand. This is time for us to stand and say, you know what? Yes, this is one nation under God. Yes, it is God that determines whether a nation rises or fall. And yes, we have some bumps in the road and some terrible parts of our history, but it's God that sustained us this far. And if we turn back to him like the first and the second great awakening, he can give us another. And then we understand the reason why we have America is because of God. And so if we put that in the right order, then we have an America. And finally, understanding, you know, I'm going to stand for Israel. If the whole world turns again, I'm not going to be silent. And you can simply do that by saying, you know what? I want everybody to know that by me becoming a sponsor. And it makes me think of several sponsors right up front that are doing that, such as Mark Downey and Mark Downey's team. When you think about that, just he's a great man, runs a great business, provides realtor needs of rental or purchasing or selling, but he's bold for God. He's bold for God. And there's so many of them out there that are standing with us, and we thank you. And you need to join them, because we have a world and definitely a nation that you want to tell about God in the country and Israel in that order.
We found another way. how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. We are going to go to Love Park. Of all the things to be called here is Love Park, and we're just finished talking about the love the Christians have and are known for in Iraq, as we saw Iraqi television. If you missed it, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and watch it. And don't forget, if you missed the program on Christian Television Network, you can actually see the program at VFNTV.com. Also, you can find out more details about those programs and this program on The Torch. But the in Love Park, there was this park ranger that was having to speak to some skateboarders. And again, we don't want to categorize all skateboarders, but we need to stand in defense of the actual officer here, not the skateboarders.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the skateboarders will live on.
Right.
You know. But the
skate for another day.
You can skate for another day. But you need to see this, and I want to share about an incident that I had when I was in law enforcement. And we just got to start. We have to start empathizing with each other. We got to start feeling what's going on. Now, this is Love Park, and I want you to see this report and hear it or see it, depending if you're watching or listening. And we'll be back.
Yeah, Keith, police say that the ranger asked the young men to leave here because even though Love Park is a popular place for skateboarders, skateboarding isn't allowed here. Moments later, he was attacked. It's cell phone video that shows a skateboarder violently attacking a park ranger in Love Park. Police are now investigating after a witness posted the video on the internet. We talked to the man who made the video over Skype.
I mean, it was just brutal. You know, it's just disgraceful because you have a man here who's trying to do his job.
Mariano Verrico tells us he was visiting family in Philadelphia for the day and went to Love Park when he saw the skateboarder start a verbal argument with the ranger. He says he pulled out a cell phone and started recording.
It seemed like he just was in the mood to fight and nobody was going to stop it.
It all happened just before 6 Friday evening. Police say that's when the Philadelphia Parks ranger approached a group of skateboarders and told them that skateboarding is not permitted in Love Park. The video begins with the ranger putting his hands in a defensive pose and trying to calm the skateboarders down. But instead, one of the young men punched the ranger before wrestling him to the ground. The man is seen kicking him repeatedly before stomping on his head and spitting on him, all while the other skateboarder stood by watching. One of them videotaped the beating while a third taunted and laughed at the ranger.
I think that's really sad.
When we showed the video to folks visiting the popular tourist area, they were stunned. And so were the skateboarders who fear people will now judge them, all based on this video.
I feel like that 100% that they're going to think that we all act like that, which is not true.
Now, the ranger suffered injuries to his head, but he is expected to be okay. And tonight, police say they are still looking for those three skateboarders. We're live in Center City. For T.D. Jacquez, NBC 10 News.
I know this is going to shock you, but law enforcement are not disposable tissues. I mean, the interesting viewpoint of that article, and we want to talk about the Love Park and love, is the angle was, please don't think bad about skateboarders. You know, we're not all like that. And I'm sure you're not. But did you ever cross your mind to think about the officer who was on the ground, who was being videoed and stomped on?
Laughed at, spit upon.
His reputation? Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Nobody even thought about, we're thinking more of the reputation of skateboarders, people that roll around on a sport, you know, and surf on concrete, I guess. And we didn't even think about, you know, this officer in the context of that. And I know that's just, you know, because we've been so blessed as a nation that you can assume that law enforcement is like tissues. They'll just keep coming. You pull one out, fire one, abuse one, you know, and all of a sudden they'll just keep coming like Kleenexes. Mm-hmm. But that's a choice. Every officer decides whether they're going to work today. She or he decides, is the risk worth the reward? Today, am I going to step up and defend? This is what officers are supposed to do, is defend the constitutional rights of us and to make sure that they're upheld and to enforce the laws of the land. And so that's what they're called to do. And so if, in fact, that they do that and then we don't stand up for them, the natural consequence, I mean, think of it. You would do, I mean, just change your line of work when you're thinking about this. You're at McDonald's. They told you put the hamburger in the styrofoam. Yeah, I'm trying to be kind here. In the styrofoam box, and you'll get paid. And so you put the hamburger in the styrofoam box, and they get onto you for that. They get onto you for you. Like, you told me to do that. Mm-hmm. And they do this continually. Then they put TV cameras in your face. Then they actually watch you get stomped down because you put the hamburger in the styrofoam box. And then people are shocked that you don't work at McDonald's anymore.
Right.
They can walk away. One of the big issues in Iraq after our soldiers did such a intense job of giving freedom, as some of the Iraqis are saying today, said, listen, you know, y'all have done all this. Don't leave us high and dry now. Was trying to come up with the people to be law enforcement officers. Until there was people that would patrol the streets of Iraq, it would not be peaceful. You had to have officers that when you lay in bed at night, you know they're mm-hmm. going to deal with lawbreakers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And this is Love Park in Pennsylvania. Why everybody's, you know, we're not going to talk too many details about too many things right now, but we have something to say, but we're waiting. But there, as a Christian viewpoint, there's a Christian viewpoint of how we as Christians need to have a testimony. There needs to be a testimony about us. We don't give our own testimony. But the people of America should give a testimony about us the way the Iraqi people gave a testimony, just you just saw on television, in Iraqi television, about the Christians there. Understand, if we have the right fruit, if we respond the right way, then people will stand up and say, wait a minute, that person hasn't done, all they've ever done was do you good. All they ever done was to you know, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But we just can't just allow our officers, and this is another viewpoint, it's going to shock you, that officer is somebody's son. That officer potentially is somebody's father and brother and sister. I know this is really going to shock you. He's a human being.
Yes.
You know, he's a human being. You know, we shouldn't treat anybody like that. And it's like they're getting caught between places that we should not put them in regards to, okay, if you do your job, we're gonna persecute you and arrest you, right, or say that you're guilty and accuse you of all kinds of things. Or if you don't do your job, we're not gonna support you and watch you get beat up on Love Park and mm-hmm. kicked in your head. And it's like, I don't know if you know, I mean, if those that are as old as Pat, you understand that if somebody puts their foot upside your head that way, I mean, you've got all kinds of neck issues probably for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And our thoughts and prayers go out to this officer, but we have to start recognizing this. There is a intense demonic mindset that all of a sudden the quality of human life is not valuable anymore. That the babies are not babies anymore, and that you know, you can take their life out at any point in the mm-hmm. womb. But just like the guy said mm-hmm. on the program today, he said, well, how could you be charged for murder if a baby dies in the womb of a woman, for double homicide, mm-hmm. if abortion is not, you know, illegal? And it's like this confusion. Then we're looking at the elderly, where people were talking about that their lives are not mm-hmm. important. And then they're looking at, like, anybody that takes away from me, their life's not important. And Dr. Dobson wrote a book, I believe it's called Fatherhood. Oh, man, it is. It's on the VFN Torch. But it talks about, what do you call that when you end somebody's life with an injection at the end of their life? And I can't think of it.
Euthanasia?
Yeah, euthanasia.
Oh.
And that there's no longer any more nursing homes, no more assisted living facilities, no more caring for the elderly. They just sign a waiver and they euthanize them. And as Dr. Dobson wrote this book, and it's a whole story talking about how it came to pass. And it's like you can see now that life's not valued. You look when nobody's moved that these women are being raped as we speak in Iraq and in Syria because they were taken from their husbands and their children who were killed and buried alive and crucified and beheaded. I mean, 7-8-year-old boy holding up a man's head and saying this is going to happen, you know, to others. And threat just came out, according to CBN News. This is the threat going on, saying if America attacks our strongholds in Iraq, this is what ISIS is reporting in English, then the American blood is going to spill. Mm-hmm. And sad to say, with our border patrols and all the things that have been going on, it's a huge likely probability that something can happen in our country. So what do we need to do? We need to begin to love again. We have to begin to think more about eternity than we are about this life. Mm-hmm. We should believe the gospel that we preach, that to die truly is gain and to live is Christ. The only reason that we're living at this moment in time is so that we can be a witness of God himself, who sent his son to be a witness of the love of God, that he wants to spend eternity with you. But you can only do that through his son, Jesus Christ, through his shed blood. That's why we're here. Life's going to be much, much better in eternity with golden streets and mansions and no more sin and the presence and the glory of God with. And Paul was talking about, I'm caught between this inner argument, you know, I'd rather be with God right now. I don't, to be absent from the bodies to be with him. I'd rather be with him. But as long as I'm here, I'm going to be here for him. Mm-hmm. And so we think that way. You know, we can take on the mindsets of Jesus Christ. And that's what he told us to do, to imitate him. And so we got to learn to love. Right now it's so good in America. It is not bad yet. And so if we can't love under these conditions, think about it. Mm-hmm. It's very, very important. It's like, dear Lord, we have to love. And this is, when we get back for the break, we're going to find out the words of Jesus, because I think this is prophetic. Love Park, the city of love in Philadelphia, they're kicking at the head of authority. And they're talking about the reputation of skateboarders. More when we get back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torch Lady, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there. Good morning, John.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
I actually thought
about you yesterday when I looked out my window and saw this big old giant beaver in the backyard.
Oh, you saw it?
Oh, wow.
It's true, isn't it? Is it not true? It's true.
It is true. It is true.
Is it a beaver or is it some sort of like monster from the lagoon or something?
I have no idea what it is. A beaver, a badger? I don't know. All I know, it's big, fat, and furry. You know, it's like, oh my goodness.
Oh, you're talking about the beaver, right?
That's right.
Well, did you get a picture of it?
I tried taking a picture of it, but it got very grainy, you know. But I tried.
This
to
is sort of like the Loch Ness monster. You know, nobody's gonna believe us unless you get a picture.
I know it. I was quick on the draw, but it got so hazy. But he was just standing there all alone, minding his own business, and I took one turn and he was gone.
Yeah, it sounds like Loch Ness to me. I don't know if this is true or not. We're gonna have to document
this. Get the picture.
Yeah, put a video on this puppy. We gotta show it, man. They're not gonna. Things in New Jersey comes out of hole sometimes that you just don't know what happened there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
All kinds of animals.
Yeah. But it's true. I want to see this thing. Is it a beaver or is it a monster? I mean, that's a huge hole.
It is a huge hole.
My imagination had all kinds of things to come out of the hole. I was sitting there on those steps that were thinking, you know, like, what's this big hole beside me? He starts talking about this huge thing, you know, comes out of there and lays out in the sun. I'm thinking, oh, in Florida, we call that on the beach, you know, getting a tan. He's got like monsters coming out of the ground up here in Jersey.
And it's a huge hole.
Is I know, man. I totally know that. Well,
you're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I want to, we're going to talk about the words of Jesus because it's Love Park. We're looking at how the Christian Iraqi's testimony is resounding in the heart of the Iraqi people. And we saw that on Iraqi television, just powerful, powerful thing. But we're also now seeing in America at Love Park, we're seeing an officer attacked and assaulted. And remember, Romans 13:1-5 says, all authorities established by God and those who rebel against it, resist against it, do what these young boys did. Are rebelling against what God has established, yeah. His servants. And he's there to do you good, lest you're a wrongdoer, and he doesn't bear the sword for nothing. So when you attack law enforcement, you do that, the consequences could be tragic. And I think about this, you know, I'm coming from, you know, spending time as a law enforcement officer myself. I was undercover one night, and which means I wasn't in uniform, and I was coming down a particular high drug area in the area I was patrolling. And as I was coming up where a lot of drug dealing takes place, I pulled up and all of a sudden somebody threw something on the hood of my car. And all of a sudden people started surrounding my car. And I looked down in my rearview mirror and I saw somebody coming up from behind me. And they had what is that big beer bottle called? The big
quart.
I don't know. What do you know? It's like a big beer bottle. It's a huge beer bottle. And I saw him, and he had the beer bottle, and he was going to take it around. And understand, I'm in my car like this, an unmarked car, you know, just an old beat-up car, undercover. And my window's down. And so he's standing behind me. I can't see him. And he's going to swing it around. He's going to hit me in my face with this ball, and they were going to just pounce on me. And I looked in my rearview mirror. The Lord helped me look in my rearview mirror and see this guy. And so what I did as an officer, as a deputy sheriff, undercover, doing work right there, I was able to take my gun, my 9mm. I took it and I took it around and I held it out like this to the guy, and he drops the bottle and he runs and everybody runs, and nothing had to happen. You know, it didn't go down. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't realize that I was the police, but the reality is a citizen was being assaulted.
Right.
But understand this: if I would have had to pull that trigger, that this man would have felt that way. He would not have fallen in the car. He wouldn't have fell anyway. He would have fell that way. The bottle that I'm telling you about would have broke on the ground, would have seemed really irrelevant. And I'd be on the news going, well, he was going to hit me in my face with a beer bottle. And so my only choice was I had to defend myself. And then you have that big different viewpoints. And so the thing is that do you believe the officer has integrity and he's telling you the truth? Or do you say every officer is bad? The truth is, if I would have had to shoot him because he has this big bottle about to hit me in my face like this, I mean, he's fixing to swing it in. They're pouncing on my hood. They're throwing stones and stuff on the hood of the car. And that's why we were doing that. We're trying to stop that from happening to citizens. Mm-hmm. That if I would have had to shoot, he would have fell backwards. And if it would have fell backwards, in your own mind, it would be really hard for you to determine. You know, you have to take that officer's word for it. That's what happened because the bottle's broken now. There's probably a lot of broken bottles around there. Mm. And it's like, it's the beginning. It's the first thing that we do is think our officers are lying to us, that they're wrong, that they got up that day and said, you know what, I'm going to do all these terrible things to society. Or is the fact that he or she's been out there for 10 years testifying and their character and what's going on. And so we got to really begin to think about this when you're seeing officers' head kicked in, you know, in Love Park.
I guess it requires us to have a lot of mercy, because unfortunately, in every category, you always have somebody that there's something wrong, and then it gets magnified. So everyone focuses on the one or two people that have done wrong, and then they blanket a whole group of people saying they're all like that.
And that's why, you know, you heard us stand up for the Roy Middleton situation, mm-hmm. because everybody's going to put everybody in the category mm-hmm. of that whole situation. And that's not how officers are. That's not how they are. That was just two officers that shot 15 times at an unarmed citizen. And that's not how all the officers are at that particular. That's mm-hmm. why we stand up, because you got to stand up for that. But what, as Christians, you know, Matthew chapter 24, Jesus tells us, he says, because of lawlessness, this is Matthew 24, 12 and 13. He says, because of lawlessness increasing, most people's love will grow cold. But he that endures to the end will be saved, which is a whole other ballgame. And so it's not going to necessarily get better. I mean, this is an officer, you know, telling the skateboarders, it's written right there on the side of Love Park in concrete that says, do not skate here. And they were skating there. Mm-hmm. He's telling them he has a defensive pose as he's holding his hands up. And they treat him, it's like, we don't care about the laws. We don't care about the laws. And we're seeing leaders, officials, say, we don't care about the laws.
Yeah.
We're seeing people say, we don't care about what the law says on the border. We don't care what the law says about this or about that. And it's lawlessness. But let me say this. As Christians, that doesn't determine our destiny. It doesn't say all of a sudden we can flip a switch and now we can no longer obey Jesus anymore. Mm-hmm. It's time for us to shine. When people start saying, they're doing you wrong, but you're still loving, you're still forgiving, then they go, this person is a son of God. This person, they said, these are sons of God. As a matter of fact, Jesus talks about it in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43. He says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And that's what you're seeing today. You're seeing people that know each other and they're going like, we're tight. You know, they're doing certain things together. But people they don't even know, they're hating them. He says, you've heard this. He says, but I, Jesus, say this. He says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward is that for you to have? Do not even the tax collectors, the pagans, do this. Think about this. If you greet only your brothers, in other words, people that you connect to and relate to that's just like you, what more have you really been doing for others? Don't the Gentiles, don't the unbelievers do this? We're not supposed to buy into the whole crowd mentality. And that's what these tactics are. It's going on in America right now, trying to polarize everybody and divide everybody. Christians should be uniquely to themselves in regards to saying, you know, I know that we've been treated unjustly. I know, like Hebrews chapter 11 and 10, when he says, I see where they took your possessions and took your stuff, and yet you have steadfast and you didn't shrink, you stay steadfast and you didn't shrink back from the faith. I saw where the things that are taking place right now in the world, across the world, for Christians, and you're standing up. I see where you're standing up for Israel when everybody's trying to accuse, many people are trying to accuse Israel. That's where we're supposed to be different. And right now, there's a big momentum about to hit America. It's huge. I have it sealed up in an envelope, you know, a whole prophecy that, you know, tried to be able to deliver it, but it wouldn't be delivered, that it's going to be rough. It's going to be really, really rough. But understand this, in the midst of all that, it's going to be really, really awesome for the church, because they're going to see that God loves them, that the answer is not a political answer, that the answer is not a race answer, the answer is not a religious answer, the answer is not a job, because all jobs come from God. He's the one that gives us the ability to give increase. So I want to encourage you to begin to rethink all the media and stuff that you saw that fed into your carnal nature, your flesh nature, that wanted to get you hating on folks. Maybe you saw that video, you know, and you saw those skateboarders, and all of a sudden you just had hate in your heart for those skateboarders. Well, realize those young men that were attacking that officer. The big thing we should be thinking about, what did we create as the church before God, that God's going, okay, this is going to happen to your nation? Because he says, if my people, he says, when I send a plague amongst my people, when I send the locusts to devour the land, when these things happen, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll fix these issues. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. I'll fix it. And so we got to ask ourselves, what have we done before our Lord that allows this lawlessness to just happen and it be winked at? What's in these young man's mind? And I would tell you, I tell you, I don't know these young men and I can't speak on their behalf, but I know it's got to be hopelessness. They got to think that all authority is their problem. And the truth is, their issue is with God. But who's telling them that? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Who's telling them that God loves them and that God's got a plan for their life and you can't do this and it's not going to end well for you? And though you think men's appointed this authority, truly it's God that's established this authority. And you're not rebelling against this officer, this Love Park Ranger officer. You're rebelling against God. And when they understand that, God will work with you, confirm that word, and he'll touch that young man. And even though he's ahead of a gang, for example, he will go to bed at night and he'll think about those words and he'll ponder those words. And he'll cry, tears coming down his eyes, and he'll go, what is it all about? And there's a high chance that his heart is soft enough. And if not, he can go to sleep and God will speak to him in his dreams. But God will tell him, listen, the route that you're choosing is destruction. But if you come after me with all of your heart, if you repent of your ways, if you make me the Lord of your life, I'll take you like Nikki Cruz. I'll turn this whole thing around and use you to bring hope to a people. No longer will you be hopeless, but you'll be a deliverer of hope and you'll be a helper of rangers and park rangers. Thanks for joining us.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You may be joining us today and you're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you, He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. We try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.